the Hot Weekender, fresh and local for White's IGA. On Hot 91.
You're with Jade on Hot Weekender. I was interested to learn that Australia is the third fastest growing vegan market in the world. Vegans are on the rise. They're taking over. Roz from White's IGA is shaking her head. Yes, they are. Roz, tell me what's happening with this movement. It's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's escalated even over the last 12 months. 40% of consumers are cooking more meat-free recipes just in the last 12 months. So it certainly is, and it's all, I think, motivated by various things, but, you know, it's all health and nutrition falls into that, people wanting to lead healthier lifestyles. So, but the whole, you know, once upon a time, think, what on earth am I going to feed my granddaughter or my child or my friend or whatever, you know, they're vegan, what am I going to feed? Terrified. But now there is such an amazing range in store, and we have a fabulous range of plant-based and vegetarian options, but plant-based in particular, that are made on, you know, soy-based, mushroom-based, based on faba beans, different nuts, cashews, almonds, that sort of thing. But the range involves halloumi and sour creams and dips and parmesan and sausages and meatballs. Like, it sounds like meat, but it's a plant-based alternative, and it's, you know, nutritious and delicious.
So all these options you just explained, if I came into a White's IGA, are they just on the shelves amongst everything else, or do I need to go to a special section?
Yeah, well, our refrigerated lines predominantly, we keep them together near the produce section. But we also sometimes integrate, you know, particularly the sausages and meatballs and burgers and mince and things like that. It's a great way to introduce meat eaters to an alternative if they want to try. So, you know, generally, so if you're really plant-based and you're really committed to that, you may not like to go to the meat section, but it's great. It's a great way to introduce it to other people, so they might pick it up and go, I'm going to try that tonight.
And do you know what? That's what it's all about, getting some inspiration and trying it. I will do that next time I'm in. I'm going to put something different in my trolley, give it a go, and see how we go from there. Roz, thank you so much for the inspiration. So there's still time to put something vegan on the barbecue this weekend. You're with Jade on Hot Weekender.